Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. To find out which benefits you qualify for and to find out if you're getting the benefits that you deserve, you need to call Best Medicare. Our licensed insurance agents can look up your current benefits and tell you what additional benefits are available to you. It's easy, just one call. Tell us the deductibles you prefer, the doctors you want to see, and if you want prescription drug coverage. The service is free and you have no obligation. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. You deserve every medical care coverage benefit out there, and we'll help you get them. Call 800-901-5093. That's 800-901-5093. 800-901-5093. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
This is Dogface Derek from Pembroke Pines, Florida, wishing my guru, Dave Graveline, and all the Into Tomorrow maniacs happy holidays. Now back to you, brother.
Thank you, Derek. Guru. Well, I'm the guru, right?
The guru. He's Dogface
Derek. He's Dogface Derek, yes. From Pembroke Pines, Florida. Just up the road a piece, as a matter of fact. So that's interesting. Well, hey, it's a holiday greeting, nonetheless.
There you go.
And we want to hear from all of our audience with holiday greetings, and we'll play them on the air. So you don't have to be a dog face, and I don't have to be your guru, but we'd love to hear from you, nonetheless. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text RADIO to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word RADIO to 35,000.
And while we much prefer phone calls or the messages from our app or the audio recordings at our website and hit the Ask Dave microphone button that you can see right there, we do read an occasional email that comes in, because maybe you're shy, but you don't need to be. It's us. We're family. So we got an email from Walter, who said he's from Everywhere USA. So that confused us anyway. Okay, somewhere. And he does tell us how he listens. He says, quote, on the radio, close quote.
Okay.
So we don't know what station or where exactly or how exactly, but we're glad he sends an email, and we'll try to address it.
All right. Walter says, great show, guys. I listen to you every Sunday at work. My parents live very rural, as in cellular is almost useless. About a year ago, I purchased an amplifier, just barely did the job with the help of an old 12-foot aluminum satellite dish pointed at the only tower in the area, which was about 8 miles on the other side of the mountain.
Wow.
I wonder if he means 12-inch aluminum satellite dish.
Yeah, probably does, because a 12-foot aluminum, that'd be a bit much.
Yeah. They don't want satellite, so what would you suggest for a stronger cellular signal? Also, what are your thoughts on Brave Browser?
Oh, wow. Well, Walter, you can't really repeat or boost what isn't there, so you probably only have two options. First, you could try a booster with a bigger, better antenna, or even change the placement of your current one to a location with some better cell reception.
Yeah, now, if there isn't a place with better reception or a better antenna doesn't help, then you're probably looking at plugging in your own tower. Now, that can happen in two ways, but they will require internet service. Now, your parents can just set their phone to Wi-Fi calling, which most carriers support, and their incoming and outgoing calls will automatically be routed through their internet connection for free. Now, this is less common nowadays because of the cheaper and easier Wi-Fi solution, but you might still be able to get them a picocell device that they can plug into their router and then to power. A device like that will act as a mini cell phone tower and give their phone regular cell phone service.
Yeah, and in some cases, I think it's rare these days more and more, but some cases your cellular provider might even provide one for you. They can all provide one, but I mean, might provide it at no cost, so try that. Yeah. But that option is harder to find these days, and it needs to come, as I mentioned, from your service provider. But it may be worth giving your carrier a call at least, or their carrier, to see if it can be done and if they think it will help.
Yeah. Now, for your other question, the Brave browser is getting more popular, but it's been a little scammy so far. The engine behind it is Chromium, so it should perform the same as Chrome and Edge, but they've been caught changing URLs to include their referral codes so that they can make money from users' purchases.
Oh, that's cheating.
Yeah. They've also done some shady things with cryptocurrency. If you want to use it, it should be relatively safe, but their promises about privacy disappear when they stand to make money. And without the privacy angle, they're just another regular Chromium browser.
Yeah. So, Walter, forget it. I wouldn't use them. Under those circumstances, that's just not right. I would just stick to Chrome. Edge is supposed to be okay, but it bothers me. I don't use Edge. Yeah. So I use Firefox and Chrome mostly.
Yeah, and there's a reason that Chrome is the most popular browser by far, with like an 80-something percent market share.
Yeah, and you're better off sticking with one of those. If for some reason you like it, then try Brave. Yeah. Be brave if you want. Neil in Atlanta, Georgia, listens to AM 920 The Answer. Hello, Neil. Welcome into tomorrow.
Want to know what's better. I own a Samsung Android, and my wife owns an Apple iPhone.
iPhone. No.
And she keeps claiming the iPhone is better, no, but I tend to like the Samsung.
Yep.
Nope. Galaxy Note.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. You never know that Chris is an iPhone-y and I'm a droid. But honestly, Neil, neither one is better. Yes, I said that. Both do the same thing in a way that's about 99.9% the same. Their products are interchangeable, and it's down to personal preference.
Yeah, no, Apple is better if you want to be tracked less. While still being tracked.
Yeah.
Or if you have other Apple devices. Samsung is better if you want to better integrate into Google's ecosystem, but that's about it. Neither one of these companies deserves your blind loyalty any more than the brands that package the lettuce at your grocery store do. So fight over something more important instead, like pizza toppings or what music to play in the car.
Oh, yeah. Like, I like pineapple on my pizza. And you like pineapple and you like pizza.
I love pizza and I love pineapple. The two don't go together.
Yes, they do.
No, they do
it
not.
Provides a really unique taste.
The best way to eat a pineapple pizza is to toss it in the garbage.
Yeah. Oh, that's a waste. That's a waste of good food. I like Hawaiian pizza.
Which wasn't even Hawaiian. It was, I think, invented in Canada.
Yeah, because it's Canadian bacon and pineapple.
Yes.
Which you don't normally think pineapple with Canada.
Well, I heard that the brand of the canned pineapple that was used on the first Hawaiian pizza was Hawaiian, which is how it got its name.
Oh. I don't really care. I just like it.
Plus, if it was true Hawaiian, it would be pineapple and Spam.
Yeah, true.
Which so, that might be good.
Yeah. Oh, geez. So, Neil, yeah, don't fight with your wife about that, although Android is better.
Apple.
So, hey. My name's on the logo. Android is better, and I can close your mic.
I head up the edit team.
Okay. So, Neil, let us know if you guys end up getting a divorce over it or not. Hopefully not. IntoTomorrow.com. Let's meet there.